Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Boy, they sold TV Guide for a dollar. Imagine that. They sold TV Guide for a dollar. And I don't mean a copy of TV Guide. That goes for $3. They sold the whole magazine for $1. That's a trip, isn't it? There's about, 3 million people have a subscription to TV Guide even still. Used to be a lot more. But they sold it for $1 because it's losing about $20 million a year. So $1 plus $9 million loan to run the magazine. Business is sometimes a little more complicated than people think through. And I'm glad to see that increasingly folks are calling the bailout in Washington, D.C. socialism, and that it was wrong, and that it was Republican. Those are all good things. George W. Bush, his Republican Treasury Secretary, socializing America's banks, $250 billion purchase in equity of private banks. Startling. And they're going to pass laws saying, well, the presidents, the CEOs, executives of these businesses, there's a cap on how much they can make. And we, the federal government, we're going to figure out how much CEOs can make, and we're Republicans, so we'll be true to our principles. It's just bizarre. Anyway, you see what's happening with Madonna, and I'll get to the presidential race in a moment. You know, every 4 years here at Bob Inyart Live, it's been the same. This is our fourth presidential cycle. Fifth. When did we go on the air? We went on the air 17 years ago. 17 years ago. This has been a pattern where every 4 years, when we expose that the Republican candidate is a murderer, and conservative Christians, they prefer their murderer to the Democratic murderer. They just like it that way. He's our murderer. We could cheer for him because he's our mass murderer. We don't like the other mass murderer. You say, why don't you like Obama? He supports killing kids. Okay, so does McCain. But anyway, every 4 years here at Bob Inyart Live, we lose friends, and it multiplies the effect as you come closer to the election. So we have 2 weeks to go, and then it'll be over, and people will calm down. And some friends might be lost for good until we see each other in heaven. And others might be lost for a while. And usually 1, 2, 3, 4 years later, they come back and they say, Bob, remember you said that Bob Dole was not Christian? Remember you said that the Republicans, when they took over the House of Representatives, that in 2 years from now, things would be worse? Remember you said, well, it turns out it was right. And why? What kind of insight do we have here at Bob Inyart Live? We may be ignorant, but we will not be disobedient. So you just trust God's word. Don't support a murderer. And then you could think clearly. If you support a murderer, you know what happens? You start justifying even the things he does. Even what he does, you justify and say, well, that's not so bad. And then you deny what he does. And pretty soon you're just a political partisan hack. And you have all the credibility of a Sean Hannity. So, but before we get to that, Madonna is going through a divorce. And also, we're going to talk about Condoleezza Rice and Colin Powell. But Madonna is going through a divorce. And her attorneys are building her case against Guy Ritchie. I guess she's married to some guy named Ritchie. And now she's going to divorce this guy named Ritchie. And she's saying that he was cruel and verbally abusive. And they've been leaking some of her accusations against him. And they include that he told her she looked like a granny. All right, I could see how to Madonna, you know, that would be devastating because her worldview is so superficial that when she gets old, I mean, it's going to devastate her self-esteem because she is her body. That's what she is. So when her body starts decomposing, you've got some model who's so proud of what she looks like, and eventually she's going to be decomposing in the grave with worms crawling through her eye sockets. That's going to be what she's so proud of. That's her entire identity is wrapped up in worms and maggots. That's not where you want to put your identity. Well, Madonna, her lawyers are building this dossier of incidents against this guy, Richie, and they said that he would laugh sarcastically at her jokes and that when they would go out to a restaurant, Madonna would accuse him of looking at a waitress. Now that, I think, is worth noticing. Madonna, you hypocritical tramp. You complain about your husband looking at a waitress? You hypocrite. You strut your stuff for 1,000 men in an audience? And what? You don't want them to look at your prancing? What, you only perform for single men? You hypocritical pig, you, Madonna. You care only about your marriage and not the wives of the men who leer at you? You hypocritical pig. You get upset when your husband looks at a pretty woman in a waitress uniform, and yet you pride yourself on the money you've made from men paying to see you parading around half naked? Madonna, you hypocritical pig. This is out of London's newspaper, The Daily Mail, that Madonna is upset that her husband looks at waitresses when they go out to dinner. What does she think she does for a living? Madonna, you hypocritical pig. She knows it's wrong. It reminds me of one of Mike Rosen's heroes, Ayn Rand, who wrote Atlas Shrugged in her objectivist worldview, and she's an atheist. She rejects morality, biblical morality, like marriage doesn't mean anything. Her goal was to convince people that it doesn't matter if you're married or not, you could have intimate relations with anyone. And so she was married and she wanted to have an affair with this guy who was married. This is Ayn Rand. And she succeeded. She had an affair while she's married, but that didn't satisfy her. She wanted her husband to be aware of the affair and accept it. And she wanted this other guy's wife to be aware of the affair and accept it. And she finally got her way. They just had this open affair, even though they're both married. So guess what happened? She marries the guy she's having the affair with. And guess what happens a few years later? Maybe she gets a little older, and maybe he's looking at a waitress. And now all of a sudden, he's interested in another woman, and guess who takes a fit? Ayn Rand. You see, no matter how much people deny that God made us and the laws that God revealed, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, no matter how much people deny those laws, they are irrefragable. So homosexual couple, they get married on, and they go to the steps of the Supreme Court, two lesbians, and what do? One dresses like a groom, the other dresses like a bride. They're reaffirming that God made them male and female, even as they raise their fist to his face. And so we used to point that out on national TV, 80 cities, 5 nights a week for an hour. And the lesbians caught on. Then they started going, both of them in dresses. But that was after, what, a few years of, it's obvious, one's a guy, one's a woman. I mean, when they have their private relationships, one's a guy, dykes on bikes, whatever they are, whoever, and the other's a woman. So then you have Ann Coulter, who's campaigning for John McCain, because remember what she said? She said, I would campaign for Hillary Clinton before I would support John McCain. Remember that? And that was shortly after she said that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer. And she's known for research. So I guess she took his campaign talking points off the MittRomney.com website, but she never checked. Because if she would have checked, she would have found out that he passed Romney healthcare statewide in Arkansas, and that paid for elective abortions statewide for anyone who qualified for Romney's socialist healthcare, state-run healthcare program. So he's a hardcore pro-abort, And here you have Ann Coulter saying that Mitt Romney governed as a pro-lifer. I mean, he nominated pro-abortion judges. He helped a fundraiser for Planned Parenthood. He was a hardcore pro-abort. And he's a liberal, and he's just lying to Christians to deceive us into supporting him. And Ann Coulter was an accomplice. She could have said, you know what? He passed a socialist, state-run healthcare program that paid for elective surgical abortions. Abortions for any reason, with a $50 copay. She could have said that, but she didn't. She withheld it. She figured most of her readers would trust her because they don't know that she's a Republican hack. Her loyalty is not to God, not to the innocent, but to Mitt Romney or any pro-abort Republican who has a chance of winning the White House. That's who her loyalties are to. So she did a column this past week. 84% say they'd never lie to a pollster. And it's really pretty funny. 84% say they'd never lie to a pollster. I mean, that would be funny, right? That'd be a funny kind of poll to take. Because all the polls are showing Obama in a landslide. Now, he may not win in a landslide, but she's, you know, she wants people to think that John McCain still has a prayer. There's a prayer that he might become a Christian. That's a prayer. He has a prayer of that. When there's life, there's hope. But it made me think of the poll that was released back in the 1980s. Here at Bob and Yurt Live, we have long memories. Long memories. And I remember a poll back in the 1980s. I think it was a Gallup poll. And they asked people, do you lie? That was the poll. Do you lie? They asked about 1,000 people. And it was pretty interesting. 90% of the respondents said, yes, I lie. 90%. Now, you can't always believe what people tell pollsters, like Ann Coulter pointed out. But in that case, that 90% figure, you know it's got to be true, because either they do lie and they're answering correctly, or they don't lie and that answer was a lie. So either way, the 90% has to be right. The 90% of Americans lie. But then that poll is either reliable or it's not, and it appears that it's got to be reliable. So that means you could take the results of the poll and apply it to the other 10% who said they don't lie. And you could make a calculation that 90% of those people are lying, because 90% of Americans lie. And so according to that poll, 99% of Americans, at least 99% of Americans, lie. So you know what the heading should have been? The headline for the poll should have been, poll reveals 99% of Americans are liars. George Gallup resigns. He resigns. What's the sense of being a pollster if everybody's lying? But the media here in Colorado, when I've done interviews, and by the way, we have 13 journalists coming to Denver Bible Church this week, which is fascinating. They're coming to the U.S. for 4 days to report on the social, cultural battles of the day, the controversies, and the personhood amendment in Colorado is one of the more significant things happening. It's historic. And so it turns out they've asked that they're coming to Denver Bible Church. That's cool. And one of those journalists, remember the newspaper in Sweden that ran the cartoon ads of Muhammad, and it caused a worldwide violent protest of Muslims saying, "How dare you accuse Muslims of being violent?" And they were shooting people and burning down buildings and all, beheading people. "We're not violent." And behead people to make the point. Well, one of the 13 journalists is from that newspaper that ran the Muhammad cartoons. And so it's a fascinating group of journalists that are coming to Colorado, and we have the opportunity to talk with them. And the media will often say, "Well, what do the polls say? The polls don't look good." Well, when the Germans are killing the Jews, you're not stymied by the fact that most people think it's okay to kill Jews. You just have to get out and confront the wicked and correct them and do everything you can to stop them. When most Americans thought that the abolition of slavery would be a disaster, it didn't matter what most Americans thought. You just confront them and do everything you can to stop them. Oh, but the will of the majority. It doesn't matter if the majority want to own blacks or kill Jews or abort children. You just tell them you're wrong and we're going to do everything we can to stop you. So the 75-year-old lady at this Democratic district meeting that I was invited to speak at 2 weeks ago on a Saturday morning to talk about Amendment 48, the personhood amendment. And we went and I showed photos, pictures of children who had been adopted. And these were all toddlers. They were kids, little kids, precious, beautiful little kids. And this group of Democrat, liberal, pro-aborts, the hatred just oozed out of their bodies. They would not look at the pictures of these adopted kids. The hatred was palpable. And I said, "These are not pictures of aborted kids. These are toddlers. They were adopted as frozen embryos. How dare you show? Get those pictures. We're not going to." I was going to try to hand one out to everybody in the room. I walked up and down the aisles, and the first couple rows took one. And they saw pictures of kids and they threw it on the ground. They wouldn't touch them. They wouldn't look at them. And in front of this church, a homosexual church in Denver, they had a family tree. Imagine a tree on the wall with people's photographs on the branches. And I said, "Well, these kids, it seems like they're not welcome on this tree, doesn't it?" They hated those kids. They just hated them. But I was encouraged by one 75-year-old pro-abort, evil, dark-hearted woman, evil woman. And as we were leaving, she came out, Crystal Klinkenbeard came out. She was speaking for the other side, no on 48. And I was speaking yes on 48, the personhood amendment. This older lady said, "This is never going to be settled." And I said, "No, it will be settled, and we're going to win. We will win." And she said, "Well, it's been 40 years, and you're still at it." That was a good point. We are still at it. We're not giving up. And so I said to this lady, "It's turning the hearts of women against children." And Crystal Klinkenbeard, she was part of the discussion. And I said, "When you go to a restaurant later today, look at the waitresses and look around for an infant in the restaurant and notice that the waitresses, the ones who cannot make eye contact with the baby, they can't look at the baby. They can't because they have killed their child." And right at that point, I was about to make that point, and Crystal very quickly walked away. Very quickly walked away. And it's devastating how killing your child is turning the hearts of women against their own kids. and against other kids and against kids in general. And so suicide has become a leading cause of death of women in America. It's just all devastating. All right. By the way, our phone number, 1-800-8-NYARDS, 1-800-836-9278. So we have Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, for example, two examples. And Colin Powell just this weekend has endorsed Barack Obama. No kidding. He's a pro-abort, right? I remember all the Republicans for the last 5 years saying, well, we should try to draft Colin Powell. He'd be a great Republican candidate. He's black and he's Republican. And I would say, yeah, but he's a liberal socialist and he's pro-homosexual and he's a child killer. So why would we draft him? He stands for your values? What? Your values are somebody who could win the White House with an R after their name? That's your values? And you hear this stuff from talk show hosts. Hugh Hewitt, any major conservative Christian or non-Christian Republican talk show host, they talked about Condoleezza Rice. When Bush chose Condoleezza Rice for his Secretary of State, I remember being on the air and I said, why is everybody so thrilled? She's a pro-abort. And somebody called up and said, Bob, how do you know she's a pro-abort? I said, well, I don't have 100% evidence. I have 99.999% evidence. What is it? George W. Bush selected her. His cabinet is filled with pro-aborts, pro-homosexual, pro-aborts, who despise conservative Christians. Of course she's a pro-abort. I mean, if Obama nominated, if he chooses his cabinet, how many pro-lifers is he going to have on the cabinet? So Colin Powell, he gives the keynote address at the Republican National Convention. And you're telling me it's not the Bush family that's destroyed the Republican Party? What is it, Bob and Yurt Live? Bob and Yurt Live, I'm not the one who has every keynote speaker and primetime speaker at the Republican National Convention being a pro-abort. That's not me. That's George W. Bush, Rudy Giuliani, Christy Todd Whitman, Colin Powell. I mean, these are pro-aborts, pro-aborts. And so the party that you long for, if you do, it doesn't exist anymore. You have a pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, socialist party that you're what? Giving your allegiance to? Let's go to Boulder, Colorado. Don, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. Well, yes, Don.
I rarely get to listen, but I'm enjoying your show. Hey, me and my wife walked on that Race for the Cure a few years ago.
Yes.
And, you know, oh my gosh, you know, breast cancer, da-da-da. Well, turns out that when we were walking, everybody was feeling good with their pink shirts on and, you know, hey, look at me. Well, what happened is there was a protest against abortion, which basically, you know, is known to cause breast cancer.
Right.
Well, the ladies, you would not believe these vile ladies going up there with sticks and trying to rip the posters down. Of course, there was people there that were, they had cameras.
Now, Don, just a week ago, Sunday, 1 week ago this past Sunday, Colorado Right to Life had their big truth truck at the Race for the Cure, and they had about a dozen people or so stretched out along the race giving out literature. And sometimes, and I've gone to these twice, this past Sunday and 2 years ago, and sometimes the crowd is reasonably mellow, even though they mostly disagree. Sometimes there's absolute hate and vulgar, foul mouth from these women who are there to raise money for breast cancer. And Colorado Right to Life is pointing out the hard science that when you legalize abortion in country after country, the breast cancer rates skyrocketed around the world when you legalized abortion.
Yes, and I told my wife, we stopped walking then. started walking for the car. Bad thing about it is we had these pink shirts on, or I'd have ripped the shirt off. But
wow.
I told her I will never participate in this event again. I said, I was hoodwinked. You know, I was thinking, oh, it was for a good cause. But in reality, all it is a bunch of liberals trying to feel good about, hey, look at me, I'm walking for the cure. You know, I don't want to do anything about the causes of it, but I'm going to walk for the cure.
That's right. And, you know, abortion, it so obviously increases the risk factor for breast cancer because of the biology of when a woman becomes pregnant, she gets these changes, glandular changes, where the cells begin to differentiate so that they could produce milk. And an abortion abruptly stops that and leaves tens of thousands of cells undifferentiated, and they are very vulnerable to carcinogens. And that's where cancer is known to arise, out of those cells.
Right.
So,
well, I'm just saying, man, you're doing a good job, and I will not even, I won't buy the batteries or any product that has that
Komen
pink ribbon on it, because I will not be a part of that. So.
Thank you so much, Don. I appreciate that. Don from Boulder, Colorado. 1-800-8-NYART. If you'd like to help out Bob and Yart Live, you could call us, ask for our catalog of DVDs, Bible study albums, the books I've written, The Plot, and Does God Exist? Battle Royale 7, where I debated a psychologist named Zakith on the issue of does God exist. One guy this week said, Bob, I was reading Does God Exist, and I always heard about books you can't put down, and I never quite had that idea in my mind until I'd find myself waking up at 2 a.m. with a book on my chest. I couldn't put it down. I'd wake up and I'd start reading it again. So really fun. It's like reading through a blow by blow description of a prize fight. And it's a knockout at the end. I mean, it's a knockout. So Battle Royale 10, Does God Exist? The Plot, My Life's Work, An Overview of the Whole Bible. DVDs on, wow, so many debates we've got on theology and some of the classic Bob and Yart Live TV shows and Bible study albums on topics like end times and is the future settled or open, and on books of the Bible, dozens of books of the Bible you could study with us. So call us at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And is it tragic that Republicans, hey, and people get very sensitive, you tell them that their candidate funds 300,000 surgical abortions, they get angry. For one, they're in denial. They don't want to know. I mean, wouldn't you want to know? Why wouldn't you want to know? They don't want to know. And when they hear it, even if they see it, even if you show them the links to the Senate.gov website, they don't want to know. And they won't tell other people because their mass murderer, they have a soft spot in their heart for their mass murderer versus the other guy's mass murderer. So it's competition. It's a lust of the flesh. Don't support a murderer. I know that's radical, but don't support a murderer. This is Bob and Yart reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.